Indeed, it's another lovely Saturday evening, and you're right here tuned to Invicta 98.9 FM. The program Ground Zero is about setting off, and I'm sure that you're all there eagerly waiting to know what we'll be talking about on Ground Zero today. Of course, there's so much to talk about, but there is one focal point we are talking to on the program today about COVID-19 and how Nigeria is coping with this particular issue presently in the country. So I want to urge us all in the course of today's program to just listen in, add our own voice to the conversation, and see how we can make our country, Nigeria, better, and also how we can better understand some and many of the things that is happening in and around Nigeria. My name is Ehis Adbon, and on the program Ground Zero today, we will be looking at the demise of the Chief of Staff to the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria in the person of Malam Abba Kyari. He is not new to power and position. He's not new also to his name is not new to power and position, and he's not new even in the corridors of power in Nigeria. And when in 2015 he was appointed as the Chief of Staff to the President of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, many people saw it as another opportunity to bring in a seasoned person, one that has been around, that knows Nigeria through and through, to play a key position in government. And right from that time, even up until 2019, after the election, when he was reappointed as the Chief of Staff to the President, so many people saw him as one key figure in the administration. I would say he became a constant decimal in the power game in Nigeria, because there is no other day that would pass in the corridors of power that you would not hear the name Abba Kyari. And sadly, yesterday evening, the news broke that he has bowed to complications coming from COVID-19. Yes, he had other underlying ailments that he has been managing, but with the news that broke some weeks back that he has been infected by the COVID-19, many Nigerians prayed for him. Some had their own angle and their own reason to whatever the position they took. And when some 2 weeks ago, a popular vlogger in the person of Kemi Olun, lawyer, came out to say that something has happened, but he will give the Nigerian government the honor of making the announcement. So many people drew insinuations, thinking that probably she was talking about the Chief of Staff. Insinuations, so many conspiracy theories, we are sprang into the polity, and people started taking sides, and of course also forming their different opinion. Over the weeks, and even the upper week, a letter also came out from the late Chief of Staff giving his position and generally telling Nigerians that he was okay and that he was just going to Lagos for further medical tests, that God willing, he would be back to office very soon. That was his sincere desires. Man proposes, but God disposes. And yesterday night, stroke, yes, early this morning, when the news broke if that you do for Abba Kyari has do passed for me. On so many because people. It came to so many people as a shock. While so many people also said it did not come to them as a shock, knowing that the COVID-19 is one ailment that wants someone that is those that fall into the category of those that are categorized as senior citizens have it, that it's it is very, very fatal among the older persons. And when the news came in, people between then and now have been giving their impression and talking about their opinions about what happened. And the senior special advisor to the president on media, Garba Shehu, and also Fermi Adesina, all also broke the news that Abba Kyari has passed on. Today, we'll be looking at the man, Abba Kyari, what he represents, what he added to governance in Nigeria, and generally the opinions of people about this strong man, which so many people see that he was the head or the focal point of the cabal in the presidential villa. Well, the cabal in the presidential villa was one that people, nobody can come out to clearly say this is what they represent or who they are. But many Nigerians believe that there was a cabal in the presidential villa, and Madam Abba Kyari was a focal point of that cabal. Now, on the program today, we will be connecting to two persons. They will be contributing to the program via phone, Eddie Ochibo and Olu Folorunsho. I already have Eddie Ochibo on hold. I will just connect to Olu Folorunsho, and we are going to do it via phone conferencing. So I urge Eddie Ochibo to just still be on the line as we also add Olu Folorunsho to the discussion this evening before I get to introduce all of them on the program. The program is Ground Zero, and it's coming to you on Invicta 98.9 FM. And very soon, we'll be getting our guests to add their voice to the conversation. So while I do that, okay, I also have Olu Folorunsho joining us now. So we would like to get the program properly started. Okay, once again, I'd like to say good evening to both Eddie Ochibo and Olu Folorunsho. Are you with me? Eddie Ochibo, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Olu Folorunsho, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay. All right. I want to also to welcome you once again to the program. And we will be kicking off with the program. Eddie Ochibo is a veteran journalist and a media strategist, while Olu Folorunsho is a publisher and also a political spokesperson of the All Progress, the deputy, Olu, remind me of your position again.
I am the media director of All Progressive Congress Kaduna.
All right, the media director of All Progressive Congress Kaduna. Okay, Eddie Ochibo and Olu Folorunsho. This evening we shall be talking about the man, Abba Kyari, what he represents, and how he has been able to add value to governance in this country.
I'm with you, sir.
First of all, Eddie Ochibo, what's your impression about Abba Kyari, the chief of staff to President Muhammadu Buhari? Can you give us a little, what do you know about him? Tell us what you know about him.
Thank you very, very much. He's my respectful regards to the listening public. Yeah, the man, Abba Kyari, means so many things to many people, especially in Nigerian polity. First and foremost, he was able to win the heart of Mr. President, giving him that role as the man who he put all his trust upon. You remember that when the president won his second term, he told the nation and even his ministers, his cabinet, that anyone who has anything to do with him should come through Abba Kyari. That is a sign of serious, very big trust upon him. So, to some people, because of that, he's more or less like the de facto president of Nigeria. And to others, is the man, is the Mr. Fix It, you know, of the presidency. So the man, you know, the late Abakari was really, really a rallying point around the Mr. President. And for the news of his demise coming at this time, when there are a lot of challenges for the country, for me, I want to sympathize with the family, especially with Mr. President,
okay,
who has put the weight of his administration on the shoulders of the late Abakari. I did not even know of his profile until his death. I have not taken time. I didn't know that he was an octogenarian. I didn't know that he has, you know, studied so hard, a lawyer, a sociologist, an editor, and so on and so forth. So if you're talking about that, this thing, the man was actually well loaded in terms of academics. Then the other controversies that, you know, people see him as somebody blocking their way to see the president, you know, that's why the opposition have not been too happy with him, the role he's playing. But all the same, you know, universally, there's no way you begin to, you know, speak ill of the dead person. He has gone, and all of us as human beings, we also follow the same pattern. So since he has gone, he has conquered, and he has gone. So to that extent, without speaking ill of a dead person, I want to say that may his soul rest in perfect peace.
Amen. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Eddie Achibo. Let's now talk to Olufolorunsha. Olufolorunsha, are you with us?
I'm with you.
All right, please. Tell us about the man Abakari and what he represents in the power equation in Nigeria.
I must first of all commend you for this program, sir. The truth of the matter is that my own case is a little bit peculiar. I was a media assistant to a former chief of staff to the governor of Kaduna State. In those days, when the chief of staff was referred to as the chief messenger of the governor.
Yeah.
Agreed. The chief of staff position is not constitutionally constituted in our legal lexicon. Abakari is a man who came as a man of many parts. And I must also let people know that Abakari was the former editor of the Democrat at a time when some of us were in New Nigeria newspaper. And he was more of a journalist than more of a lawyer. Yeah, when Democrat of Ismaila Afuntua was increased there. It's so recipe.
Okay.
And so the president of Abakari is a man who has come, has seen, and has conquered. He has occupied a position of trust. And the problem of this country today is that of trust. Before you can become a chief of staff, you must be somebody that is trustworthy. So, and like I told you, I was a special assistant to a former chief of staff in Kaduna State. When they called chief of staff chief messenger, I made demand to accept the position against the wishes of his people. Now, why are you going to be a chief messenger? So, it is a position of trust. May so rest in peace. As to the person of Abakari, he has brought to bear, as far as we are concerned, trust. And trust, as a trust is a catalyst to good governance. And trust is a catalyst to progressivism. Number one, if Baba Buhari can pick somebody as Abakari as a chief of staff, it means he must have crossed a lot of milestones in life. Because we knew how this battle to remove PDP started in the year 2014, when some of us were castigated. And it behoves on Baba, instead of picking politicians, he decided to pick a technocrat. He knows the reason why he has picked a lawyer. knows the reason why he has picked a journalist. He has, knows the reason why he has picked a boardroom guru. No matter what anybody says, my brother, your chief of staff is your goalkeeper, is your gatekeeper. And I am telling people they should emulate all the virtues that are hearing in the Nathan Bakayoko. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Olu, for a lot of shows there, giving us an impression of the late Abba Kyari. Now, coming to the issues of Abba Kyari, the funeral held just a few hours ago, we saw it, and thankfully, the media aide to the president, Malam Garba Shehu, earlier today, said that it was going to be a private funeral, and that the public are not necessarily invited. They want to obey or follow the rules of the National Center for Disease Control and also the Ministry of Health in going through this process of burying someone that is suspected to have died as a result of the COVID-19. And the funeral, which held at the Gudu Cemetery in Abuja, it's one that I saw some video footage and clips, and of course, the kind of crowd that one would ordinarily expect at a funeral like this was not there, and the people were properly kitted up for the purpose. Now, seeing that COVID-19 has brought down the chief of staff, who many people see as a de facto president, and who many people also see as the unofficial prime minister of the federation, because every other minister would have to report to him to see the president coming down as a result of this ailment, and coming down as a result of infection of COVID-19. Now, with this, how do you think with this, Nigerians should see that this ailment is not just an ordinary ailment? Because if someone that has access to all the resources, access to all the equipment, access to the very best of medical services can be brought down as a result of this, don't you think Nigerians should know that indeed COVID-19 is serious and they should follow all the rules laid down by the government and health officials in respect of minimizing or reducing the prevalence or the possibility of infection from this? I'll start with Eddie Ochibo.
Thank you very much, Ahis. I agree with you indeed that the late chief of staff, you know, even though he had lived a ripe age of 80-something, that's an octogenarian.
Yeah.
He still remains a very, very big, what I would call a towering casualty of the COVID-19 disease. And given the role that he has played all along, and the fact that he even died, he even contracted the disease at the point of duty. You remember, it was one of his foreign trips to Germany that brought him this disaster.
Yeah.
So to that extent, I want to appreciate the Center for Disease Control for managing the burial formalities, because if they had not managed it that way, I'm sure you see that people would have even defied all other things. So the crowd would have been there, because he has his own supporters.
Yeah.
Then it should serve, his death should serve as a big lesson to the country, because you remember a few days back, the secretary to the government of his federation, the person of Boss Mustafa,
yeah,
he talked about the sorry state of our health. You know, it should serve as a lesson that right now, rather than be thinking of flying out to especially those with deep pockets for checkups, we should overhaul our, you know, health facilities. We should be able to, because we have the wherewithal and the resources to have good health facilities in the country. So I want to, you know, seize the opportunity to appeal to the government that, given this towering casualty that has died, you know, of this very serious disease, it should serve as a lesson to the country that it is time now for us to begin to overhaul our Medicare system, our healthcare facilities, both in the federal and even subnational level, even to the local government levels. Let us have, you know, facilities. You know, because if you remember, the chief of staff, when he took ill, he had to be taken to Lagos. There were a lot of, rumors that he was being flown to Cuba, several places. All those things are not confirmed.
Yeah.
But if our facilities are the state of us, the facilities, all those carrying him up and down, there wouldn't have been any need for him to even fly to Lagos, even in Abuja, the seat of government. We need to have all the facilities, you know, in every state of this country. We have the capacity. So his demise is sad, but I take consolation in the fact that at least he lived the ripe age of 82, dying as an octogenarian. At least he's okay. He's not a young man.
Yeah.
But we would have needed his services, especially in the presidency.
Okay.
Just consider the kind of vacuum that he has created now in the presidency. He has left very, very big shoes. Whoever will go and step into that shoe will be so mighty, you know, because he was the eye and ear of the president. All the activities, you know, in this country revolved around him, talk about the petroleum, banking, your power, everything was on the desk of this great man.
Yeah.
So now I begin to wonder how the president is going to handle this. I seriously sympathize with the president because he has lost an aide that he trusts so well, a confidant that he has handed over even the presidency to.
Hmm.
So those are my concerns. How this vacuum created by his loss will be filled,
okay,
should occupy our mind.
All right. I'll come to Olufara Unshaw now, and I'll take it from the tail end of Eddie Ochibo. Now that this has happened, of course, we know that life must continue, the show must go on, we must continue living. Olu, what... What do you think would be, or who, don't let's start to talk about the who. What do you think would be the President Buhari's next move in respect of someone that will handle all of this that Abba Kyari was doing for him?
Number one, my brother, let me start by commending Eddie Oshibo. By referring to Abba Kyari as the late chief of staff, I've been at several fora today. I corrected that English. Some people refer to him as former. He's the late, not former, because nobody has been appointed. And I'm happy you and my colleague in this job of pen journalism. He's the late, not former. Number two, the burial of Abba Kyari today typifies the honesty and the correctiveness of all progressive Congress in Nigeria. Because last week, Lai Mohammed, the minister, said, whosoever died of coronavirus will not be released to his family. In spite of the status of Abba Kyari, he was not released to his family. He was buried in Abuja. That shows that Baba Buhari is a man of trust, the man of honesty. As to the next way forward, sir, when we started the All Progressive Congress, I thank God. My principal, Mala Nasiru Erufai, the man God is blessed, and we, by the grace of God, we come out of this coronavirus quagmire next week in Jesus' name. They were the principal actors that brought this APC. We founded it on the foundation of truth. The fact is that now that Abba Kyari is gone, the Baba has gone, another Baba will come. The principal leaders, including Asiwaju Tinubu, all of us have fought for the restoration of democracy in Nigeria. We come back and give a better candidate to Baba Buhari. Because if not for Baba Buhari and Abba Kyari, by today we would have been a banana republic of the People's Democratic Party of Nigeria.
Well, Olu, while appreciating the fact that you can be the media director of the APC, I would also appreciate you also respecting the sensibilities of the listeners. We are talking about Abba Kyari and not politicking now. Of course, I know you don't want us to introduce the political angle to it. I appreciate and respect the fact that you occupy the position of the media director. I would also appreciate you respecting our listeners. Let's talk about this man, devoid of politics. Because if we want to talk about politics, I know there are 1,000,001 political angles and statements that people can make about Abba Kyari. Okay, let's quickly take some messages while the two guests are holding on. Don't hang up, please. We'll take some messages and we'll come right back to the program and take it off from where we are leaving it off. So just keep the dial locked on. You are listening to Ground Zero right here on Invicta 98.9 FM. And Ground Zero is a regular on Invicta FM every Tuesdays from 5 to 6 and Saturdays from 4 to 5. We'll take some messages now and we'll be right back on the program Ground Zero.
A kullum idan kuka tashi a cikin wannan wata na Ramadan, muna fatan albarkan Ubangiji ya yawaita a gare ku, kuma muna muku fatan samun koshin lafiya da ku da iyalanku. Ku kalli shirin Maggy Diaries a kowace rana a tashar NTA da karfe 4:30 na safe, da kuma tashar Arewa 24 da karfe 5 na safe, da kuma karfe 5 na yamma, da Maggy, girki mai inganci.
Oga, Haba, no cough for our face now, eh? Cough into your bent elbow. With this coronavirus, we be say they're everywhere. And you don't even wash your hand with soap before you begin eat. You're supposed to wash your hand for at least 20 seconds with soap under running water or make you for use hand sanitizer. Make I gently go sit down for another chair. Make I far from you small.
Make gonna free me, I beg.
I beg, make you no vex. It go better make all of us shift well. Make we for dey far from each other small, so that we go fit prevent the spread of this coronavirus.
Make you take responsibility to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Avoid area where people plenty and make you give at least 2 meters physical distance from other people them. Wash your hand with soap and running water regularly and make you know they touch your eyes, face and mouth if you never wash your hand.
Make we take responsibility.
Make you do it for yourself and all of us.
This message now from Federal Ministry of Health, Nigeria Center for Disease Control, and them partners.
Stop the gems when they knock your door. Tell them bye-bye, say you know they do. You know say gems, they bring sickness and disease. Come our house.
So clean your house with hypo.
And dirty come out from your house with HypoBleach. Try HypoBleach, the number one open get disinfectant for your household cleaning. Wipe off germs with HypoBleach.
Grab your headphones and get ready to amp up your radio.
That's where I get my groove on.
98.9 FM.
That's what I listen for.
All right, welcome back from that commercial timeout. You're still listening to Ground Zero right here on Invicta 98.9 FM. And before the break, we were talking about the late Abba Kyari, who is one gentleman that has been around the corridors of power over years and has contributed so much to the success of this great country, Nigeria. Also looking at his contributions to the president of Nigeria as a chief of staff. Okay, coming back to my guests, Olufolo Runsho and Eddie Ochibo. They are still standing by. Now, Olufolo Runsho, coming back to you, let's talk about in the next few weeks, what do we expect around the corridor of power? You were talking about the party hierarchy coming together and to appoint another chief of staff or someone that would manage the responsibility of the presidency. Olu, are you with me?
I'm with you, sir.
Okay. Now, in the next few weeks, we definitely know that there's going to be some power play and some power game. What are your expectations in the next few weeks?
Number one, my brother, I am happy you chose the word select, not elect. So the chief of staff is never elected, but selected based on trust of the people that the president reposed confidence in. And you are talking of the next few weeks. If not for coronavirus, we are thinking of the next few days. Because there is no place for battle in human endeavors. Am I talking, sir?
Yes.
There's no place for human endeavors. And I know the president will consider the people that genuinely love him. Genuinely love him. Not psychophantic lovers. And those who genuinely love him are people like us. And when he reach out to people like us, I might not be known. I have people that are above me that genuinely love the president. And they will advise him accordingly.
Okay.
So your chief of staff plays a lot of roles, multiple roles. Your chief of staff is one of your brother, is one of your sister, is one of your managing director. And I know God will direct the president on who to see.
Okay, you have come back to it now, because I wanted to say that appointing or selecting a chief of staff, is it not the primary or private issue of the person concerned? Does it need the party structure or party hierarchy or the power brokers to come nominate one for him?
My producer. Before 2015, Baba Buhari was sitting in a sleepy town of Daura with no political consequence. Then some forces came together and brought him to become president of Nigeria. And I know Baba Buhari as our leader will not do anything without consulting those made him to be president of Nigeria. My brother, the journey to political presidency is not as easy as that of military presidency.
All right.
And I know God Almighty, Allah in his infinite mercy, even with the Babalawos, God will direct Baba Buhari to pick the right person.
All right. Let me come to Eddie Ochibo now. Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you, Eddie.
Okay. I want you to look at it strictly from the journalistic point of view. In the next few weeks, we definitely know that there is going to be a whole lot of power play around the corridors of power. What are your outlook for the next few weeks?
Thank you very much, Ahis. Paul said, it's not about next few weeks. The lobbying.
Yeah.
Has already even begun. If you watch the news now, you see a lot of people who are throwing their hat for the contest. So it's not going to be about a few weeks at all, because the position of the chief of staff, as I told you, is the position of the de facto president, because the president made it abundantly clear that he should represent him in whatever. Even just like the prime minister,
yeah.
You know, the chief of staff is like the prime minister. That's why it's very, very important for that position to be filled. Not a matter of weeks, because already the president is used to, you know, receiving beats, I mean, from him,
yeah,
so that he can take decisions. But right now, with him there, with him out of that office, I think it's going to be very, very difficult. The presidency will be facing a very, very difficult time. So, coronavirus or not, like Olu said,
yeah,
might be around, but I think the germane thing to do in the presidency is to see who can replace him, so that this particular role of the prime minister will begin. Otherwise, there will be a total lull of activities in the presidency.
Okay.
The late chief of staff actually had his own, he knows his onions, and he was a great confidant of the president. I know that the president will not lie. As you look at the people that are parading themselves or lobbying, and pick the best person that will actually step into the big shoes left behind by Malam Abba Kyari.
Okay.
Late Malam Abba Kyari.
Eddie, let us chance a permutation now. Front runners for this: Issa Funtua, Maman Daura, Babakada Kingibe.
Is there, yes.
Babachar Lawal.
Babachar Lawal cannot be there now. There will be uproar if you take him there now. Is it not the former
don't say it. I thought you were going to say the grass cutter. Oh, I mentioned it.
The grass cutter has no place there at all. Yes.
Okay. Olufolo Rosho, let's chance a permutation. Issa Funtua, Maman Daura, Babagada Kingibe, Babachar Lawal.
Hello, my brother. I'm happy. God bless all of you. I hope you are with me.
I'm with you.
Let me tell you, politics is a revolutionary developmental phenomenon.
Wow. That's
you know, have you forgotten I read political science?
Oh, no, in India.
It's a developmental revolutionary phenomenon.
Wow, that's mouthful.
Yes, sir. And that's why I'm happy with Eddie Oshibo, my colleague, who usually refer to me as the only Indian trained journalist in Nigeria. Number one, let's go to it. If you are talking, there are a lot of factors involved. Baba Buhari is no longer recontesting. And since there's no recontestation, automatically, Baba Buhari is a statesman who wants Nigeria to succeed and wants our great party to succeed. And some of the names you are bringing, they are not part of the evolution of the success of All Progressive Congress.
But that is not
number
what we are
one.
Talking about now. We are talking about those who trust enough.
When Abakari came to power, he was a product of collective responsibility of the people that they are, the people that brought Buhari. I don't want to be mentioning names.
Why did you mention my name? Because you are not a close confidant of the president. You are not a close confidant of the president. He is going
okay,
to take a
I'm not an NPC member.
You are.
The boss has not locked me for 2.5 months.
But it's not a party issue. We are talking about private confidant of the person.
Okay.
That this.
But like I told you earlier, the principals of our party, the leaders of our governor's forum, the leaders of the minister's forum, the good people that brought this party to power, they will meet. And I'm telling you, forget the Baba Buhari hype. This is a man that is a respecter of people's opinion. And they will come together and choose the right person. And I'm telling you, nobody will be chosen without the consent of my principal, Malam Nasir Rufai, because this is a man who suffered to bring APC to power in Nigeria.
Okay. All right. I understand you perfectly. Okay. It's about time we take some calls. You hold the line. Don't hang up. And let's get some calls in. 070-8780-989. 070-8780-989. We'll be taking calls on that line pending when we fix the other line. Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Thanks.
All right, good evening, Engineer Emmanuel.
God bless you, my brother. And your guests, God bless them as well.
Good all right.
Emmanuel.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, ask the Almighty God to give the family the fortitude to hear the loss of their sons, their father, their brother, uncle, everything, and Mr. President as well. But I think, for me, what I want to say, this should be a lesson. Leaders. Lesson in the sense that nothing lasts forever. At an appointed time, every one of us will receive the call.
Yeah.
And nobody will be when it comes, there is nothing anyone can do. Now, why am I saying this? It calls for the leaders to do the needful now. Just like David did. When the Secretary to the Federation said that he never knew that the hospital, our facility, were in the bad shape. Since the time he makes such a statement, till now, what have they done to begin to fix this facility? Because it will be expected that after COVID-19 or coronavirus, they still allow our hospital to be in the bad shape. Because when they thought to give safe heaven for them, the sickness begins from that place, and there were no place for them to go. So they have to stay here with us. Let them know that there is no place to go. Let them put all that. We have this resource. It's not that we don't have, we have it. And I was surprised when the Minister of Information was saying that the 21 billion the US gave is not for to share for the poor, it's for them to put the facility. Then I thought to myself, if this money is not being donated, won't they fix our facility? Thank God, Mr. President, why I said it, the first lady said it, that even paracetamol is not in the Axelrod clinic. Then what comes to my mind? All the money being projected to the Axelrod clinic. What happened with those money? And we talked about integrity. What is happening to those money that will be projected to those clinics? And the president would be the first place, point of contact that Mr. The late chief of staff should have been taken to. Then unfortunately, okay. What is missing? So please, let this be a record call to them.
All right.
Because death does not respect being small.
All right.
Good evening, Mr. East.
Good evening, and thank you very much. All right, 0814000989 and 0708780989 are the numbers to dial to add your voice to our conversation. Okay, I have this other one. Hello, good evening, welcome to Ground Zero.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Ike.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Hello, good evening, Eddie of Chupo, good evening.
Yes, my name, good evening.
My name is Musa Bala, I'm calling from Kaduna.
All right, Musa Bala.
Let me start by saying, in the light, you were in the light. A condolence to the family of the president, the family of Abba Kyari, and the good people of Nigeria. Death is inevitable, and it comes no matter the circumstances. It is his time to go, and he has left. He has answered the call of our Creator. Even the best country with the best kid at the best hospital have the highest number of people that die today in Nigeria,
yeah.
More than 37,000. So the issue of bringing another issue into it, I think we believe it is not the time. No matter the sophistication of the equipment, we believe if it that yesterday that Abba Kyari ought to have gone, we stop it. And at the same time, for Nigerians, I think that the power line made by Abba Kyari on now is over. And maybe it will be wide open for them, not only to have Nigeria, but to have what it contains and let them survive it forever. But what we want to see now is that we are going to be shown whether Abba Kyari is good for Nigeria or is not good for Nigeria. Those of us who attributed our problem to Abba Kyari is no longer alive now. Maybe their problem will be over by now. I want to condole the family again. I want to say happy, happy new Nigeria after Abba Kyari. Abba Kyari on is over, and we wish him and we condole the family. May his gentle soul rest in perfect peace and in eternal peace. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank
Once
you
again,
so much.
Good evening to you all. Oh, my colleagues.
Thank you so much, Musa Bala. Let's take this other call. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Welcome
good
to
evening.
Ground Zero.
Thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Kobe. He's calling from Angua Sunday.
All right. Quickly, let's have your take.
May the soul of Abba Kyari rest in perfect peace. In terms of replacement for him, I would suggest that whoever comes up, when the time comes, should have his own way. Remember, you are here to serve the public. And moreover, all the likings and thinkings of the president shall be your priority.
Yeah.
But then, to call it spirit, me as a person, not generally anyway, you should have the people at your heart. He may be well to some, but I must assure you that the majority does not like his pattern. That's for him anyway. And for that class, for the person who said about comparing APC and PDP, this is really not the time. But if he should tell himself the truth, who knows what the country is facing today. Abba Kyari, may your soul rest in peace.
Amen. Goodbye. All right, thank you so much. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. You are welcome to Ground Zero. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
I am calling you from Mavali, Kaduna.
And what's your name?
May the soul of Abba Kyari rest in perfect peace. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Please, they are mourning Abba Kyari, they should try to continue to exercise physical distancing. Because what I observed today, during the funeral ceremony of Abba Kyari, there was nothing like physical or social distancing. Many people were there, and we are told that the nobody should go and claim the cause of anybody that died as a result of COVID-19. But today is a different case. Many people were there, many people were there.
Okay.
So now, if I may advise on this program, those people should go and isolate themselves for 14 days before coming back. Because that was the law. All the rules are spirit, and that is what we are even exercising up to now. So please, whenever our own government set a law, rules and regulation, everybody should adhere to it. It's not that some people will be doing anyhow, while some people will be exercising it. It is not good. They should lead by example. That is what we are saying.
All right.
We are exercising salary. Sympathize with the presidency and the family of Abba Kyari.
All right.
I pray may the God give them the fortitude to bear this irreparable loss.
All right.
As we are doing that, keep social distancing because we don't know who might even contact it. We know in South America or in America, there are a lot of people that went for funeral after about 6 of them died after the funeral.
All right.
We contacted the COVID-19 and died.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your call. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program Ground Zero. Hello. Hello. We missed that call. 081-40989. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. What's your name and where
are
you calling from?
My name is Rufai Abdel Fattah.
All right, let's
have
your
take. I'm calling from Kano Road.
Abdul Fattah from Kano Road, let's have your take.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. After saying that, I think one thing we should understand that may his soul rest in perfect peace. That is Mala Abba Kyari. What I want to say, I think today we saw the barrier was not, for me, what the government is telling us is another thing. What we are seeing physically is another thing. We told that we should give ourselves physical distance, and what we saw in the barrier there was something else. Apart from that, they said we should not come closer.
Yeah.
We should give ourselves distance. There was none. And they said they will not, I don't know, maybe you help me out. Those 16 that have died, do they bury them like that? Or this is the first Muslim that we die? And I don't know. Or is it because of an official, maybe to Nigerian property, maybe that is why his own was so special? This is a question I want you to please answer for me.
Okay.
Then for the replacement, if I were Baba Buhari, what I will do is, since I have somebody that is working for me in the office, I think for me, all the names you are calling, I will go for Boss Mustafa. Then I will look for somebody that will come and act, that will come there to be the secretary to the federal government.
All
for
right.
me, if I be a Baba, that is what I will just do. And
right.
for Olu that is saying, maybe Mr. Olu, that is saying he's a PDP, APC associate.
I'm not sure if he has any strong link with CPC, that the way he's pronouncing. I'm not too sure. Because he's saying as if he is a one man, or is he in the APC, is he in the government here in Kaduna? Please let him answer that for me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Abdul Fattah. All right. Let's now go back to my guests. They have been standing by and holding on while the guests were making their contributions. All right. Coming back to my guests now. Olufolorunsu, are you there? And Eddie Ochidbo, are we together? All right. Okay. I'll let me take it from Olu first, because you heard from Abdul Fattah. He wants to know, are you a member of the APC? Are you in the government in Kaduna State? Talk to Abdul Fattah. I'm talking to Olu Folorunsu.
How it came about APC? I'm talking to my brother Fattah, who did not know when Abacha locked me underground cell for 2.5 months. I'm talking to Abacha, who did not know that I'm a journalist, who did not know I'm a publisher. The truth of the matter is, as far as I speak with you, I don't need to tell anybody. APC, I am the director of media and publicity. As far as APC is concerned in Kaduna State,
okay.
It is purely official. And I'm still telling you that the leaders of APC will not fold their hands to allow the office of the chief of staff to disintegrate. They will never allow the office of the presidency to disintegrate. And they will never allow the government of Nigeria to disintegrate.
All right. Thank you so much, Olu. Eddie, I would like to take your parting shots. What will be your parting shot, Eddie Ochidbo?
Thank you very much, Jehi. My parting shot is a concern. You know, concerning the late Abba Kyari. You know, I have always looked at him as somebody of glaring, low profile. You know, always clad in his white and his maroon Borno cap. But just a few hours ago, the social media went above the searchlight. Search his wristwatch, and there was this rumor that he's using a watch that is 18 million naira. And that is very disturbing. I pray it's not true. If it is true, then the essence of integrity and, you know, living low profile so that the people, that the crumbs can drop to the people, is defeated. So that thing shocked me. I never believed that William, that I considered the most low profile person in the presidency, was wearing a watch of £37,500, which was searched, and it was on the social media. I pray it is not true.
Okay.
So once again, I want to condole with the presidency for a very, very big irreparable loss, and then the family of the late Abba Kyari. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And Olufolorunsu, what will be your parting shot?
Number one, as far as we are concerned, we are not interested in the personal life of the late chief of staff.
Really?
Whatever policy anybody pursues is not our concern. Our concern is the growth of the best party in Africa, or Progressive Congress.
Although I may have to cut you out, if you want to promote your party, come to our marketing department, pay some money, and advertise your party. I told you earlier, and I sounded out the warning, we are talking about Nigeria here. Thank you so much for having time to be on the program, Ground Zero on Invicta 98.9. Until next time, when I'll be on again for another package of the program, I want to remind you that in all that we do, we should remember that someday we will have to give account of our stewardship right here on earth. But in our public and in our private life, we should know that there is a hereafter. My guests on the program today were Olufolorunsu and Eddie Ochidbo. Olufolorunsu is a publisher and also the media publicity director of the All Progressive Congress here in Kaduna State, while Eddie Ochidbo is a media strategist and a veteran journalist. And until on Tuesday, we will be on again for another package of the program Ground Zero. We'd like to say that Nigerians should first and foremost, know that the Project Nigeria is one that must succeed. We should do all within our powers to make sure that we add our own value to the Project Nigeria. And to the families of the Abba Kyari, we want to pray that God would give you the fortitude to bear this great loss. And to the presidency, we would also pray same. Until next time, I'll say, plant a tree today, water it, and watch it grow. May the good mighty Lord bless and keep us all. I thank all callers, all that dropped their messages. We appreciate you all. I'm Ehisadbon. I have a passion for crowd satisfaction. Call me the peacemaker.